Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Party amid the pandemic allowed the coronavirus to hop from person to person. Governor Cuomo pointing the finger at Long Island, and WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has the story.
The party was here in Suffolk County. In the end, 35% of the people who attended tested positive for the virus. The party, I'm told, was not on Fire Island, where there were numerous beach parties, but somewhere else in the county. Because of this, Governor Cuomo says, quote, if we are not smart, if we do not wear masks and social distance, cases will spike, and no one wants to go back to the hell we experienced. And Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone also cautioned people that if they attended July 4th parties or any kind of large gathering, they should be sensitive to how they're feeling and urge people to pay attention to any symptoms and refrain from attending additional gatherings. He says the cases jumped to 84 on Monday, 1.9% of the people tested positive. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
22 states now on the regional quarantine list, also added today, Ohio and Wisconsin, Minnesota, New Mexico, but Delaware is being removed from the list. People arriving from arriving in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut from any of these designated states must isolate for 14 days. In New York, they also need to provide their contact information if arriving by plane or face a $2,000 fine, Governor Cuomo says. Connecticut appears poised to implement the same policy. New Jersey Governor Murphy seemed to be shying away from that. Ghislaine Maxwell finds out today whether she'll be able to post bail. She's being arraigned this hour on charges stemming from her ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Prosecutors claim that she procured and groomed girls for Epstein to abuse. Maxwell's team is planning to ask for a $5 million bail plan. Expanding police community relations remains the way forward, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio, as shootings in the city continue unabated. WCBS's Steve Burns has more.
A one-year-old shot dead in Bed-Stuy. A series of drive-by shootings in Canarsie. The violence seems relentless.
Pain is being caused. So much fear because of this spate of shootings, and we have to find a way to beat it.
And that's done, Mayor de Blasio says, by continuing the work of community policing.
The leadership of today's NYPD understands that you cannot create a city that gets safer and safer without full participation of the community.
He says that approach was being hindered by the anti-crime unit. There have been calls to bring the unit back. Its primary goal was to find illegal guns. But de Blasio says it's not on the table.
I have faith that we're going to make the adjustments we need to address this problem.
Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
As we enjoy a nice break from the humidity for a couple of days, here's the forecast now live with Bob Larson.
Not only a break from the humidity, but a nice breeze out there as well. Sunshine for the most part, high 84 to 88. Be watching the radar for a stray shower thunderstorm later today and early tonight up over the Hudson Valley. But I think most of us stay dry and mostly clear overnight. Low 69 in the city, about 60 in the cooler outlying areas. Tomorrow is sunny to partly cloudy, and as mentioned, continued low humidity, high 83. Won't be all that warm, but it will be turning more humid on Thursday, increasing clouds at a high of 80. Showers are possible Thursday night. It's now 79 in Newburgh, 85 in Little Neck, 83 in Midtown, with a high of 86.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.